Discover La Palma, the hiker's paradise. More than 1,000 kilometers of perfectly marked trails. Routes that immerse you in hidden corners of the coastline. Trails that take you through the clouds. Journeys to some of the newest volcanoes in the Canary Islands. Do you want to discover the best trails in the hiking paradise that is La Palma? Relax on Playa Nogales Beach. Need some peace and time out to think? Playa de Nogales is the beach for you. Located in Puntalana municipality, the black volcanic sand beach spans a length of 450 meters and sits at the foot of a vast cliff. Combined with the intense blue of the Atlantic, this is one unique and picturesque setting. As if the sheer beauty weren't enough, it's about the journey too. Access is via a 500-meter path, where you'll come across a stunning cave. The Cueva del Infierno, with its captivating array of colors and formations, is widely considered one of the most mesmerizing sea caves in the Canary Islands. Its allure is further enhanced by the intriguing history associated with it. This curious spot is believed to have been inhabited by the ancient Aboriginal people of La Palma, known as the Arawera. It's a short walk to the beach, and we recommend taking comfy footwear. Some sections of the path can be slippery, so you need to take care. Playa Nogales is also a surfer's paradise. The currents create just the right waves for fans of the sport. This all makes the beach one of the most popular in La Palma for tourists and island residents alike. There aren't any public transport options, so it's easiest to get to Nogales Beach by car. So how about parking? No problem. At the end of the street, see Cdad Vija, which leads down to the sea, you'll find plenty of parking spaces. Get lost in an ancient laurel forest. Want to feel like you're immersed in an enchanted forest? The Cubo de la Galga is the place you've been searching for. It's ideal for a walk, whether with the family or on your own. It's around 9 kilometers long and the path is nice and easy, making it suitable for all. The circular route goes up to a maximum of 742 meters above sea level, gaining an altitude of 470 meters. Given the length and nature of the path, you'll need to bring comfortable footwear. It's also a good idea to take something to eat and drink with you. Cubo de la Galga in the municipality of Puntalana is the perfect representation of the La Palma nature. Lush greenery abounds along the route, and you can take in the island's characteristic laurel forest as you go. From the outset of the hike, a car park is conveniently located at the Punto de Información Ambiental Cubo de la Galga Information Point. However, during peak seasons, this car park can fill up quickly. As an alternative, bus number 100 offers a convenient option, stopping near the trailhead. If you fancy something different and are yearning for a fix of stunning landscapes, the Cubo de la Galga is a must. Discover this magical fishing village. The Porista Candelaria village is one of the most special places in La Palma. It is a fishing village built inside a cave, surrounded by the ocean. The dancing light that forms within the cave, the back and forth of the tide and the picturesque little houses that appear almost handcrafted make this village a place that is a joy for all your senses. While you can visit by car, we recommend you follow any of the trails that depart from Tijiraf to really connect with the surrounding nature. The municipality is 700 meters above sea level, and from it you can take several routes across the cliffs of the western part of the island. The most frequently walked path crosses the Jurado Ravine. It's a 7 kilometers route that leaves the village and narrows towards Poris along a winding route that is absolutely not suitable for vertigo sufferers. It's ideal to do this hike at dusk, enjoying the setting sun. Sunsets at Poris are truly unforgettable. conquer La Punta de los Roques. One of the best views of the island can be found at Punta de los Roques, with a height of 2,040 meters. Getting there is not easy, but it's well worth the effort. The panoramic views you'll enjoy at the summit are incredible, but you'll also experience a lot more along the way. The most common starting point for this route is the El Pilar picnic area, in El Paso. Wear warm clothes, especially if you're going in the winter months, because there is a very strong breeze. In fact, at the beginning of the route, you'll cross the summit, from where you can appreciate the famous Sea of Clouds. Along the 25-kilometer trail, you'll walk along the clouds and even above them. During the ascent, you can enjoy the abundant vegetation as it gives way to an almost lunar landscape where, if you're very lucky, you might even see a Mauflon horned sheep grazing on the heights. At Punta de los Roques, you can take in La Palma in all its vastness. There is also a mountain refuge in the area, so you can even stay overnight. The experience is definitely worth it. On nights when the moon is not full, the views of the stars are spectacular. Volcanic vistas await. The Ruta de los Volcanes is the most iconic trail in La Palma. An impressive 22-kilometer route that runs along volcanic trails and passages of green pine forest. Walking the route you can admire the Hoyo Negro crater, the cones of Las Decidas, and the Martin, San Antonio and Teneguía volcanoes. The route can be undertaken in two directions, starting at El Pilar Refuge or at the Fuen Caliente Lighthouse. The former is walked more frequently, as much of the stretch is downhill. Once you reach the area of Los Canarios, there are several bars where you can enjoy a coffee, a snack, or a tasty local almond pastry. The route ends at the lighthouse, near the La Palma and Teneguía Princess Hotel. If you decide to take the route from the Fuen Caliente Lighthouse, keep in mind that the impressive climbs can be challenging. For this reason, we only recommend this route for more experienced walkers and runners. In fact, the famous Transvolcania, one of the most famous trail running tests in the world, starts here. Get close to the new volcano. On the 19th of September, 2021, the volcano that came to be known as Tajogate burst onto La Palma. The eruption left many aftershocks, both physical and emotional. On the one hand, it was incredibly difficult to witness the lava taking over people's homes. On the other, we witnessed the majesty of this unique phenomenon. The volcano, which is still smoking due to gas emissions, can be visited from a viewpoint when accompanied by specialized guides. Several local companies offer tours to Tajogate. La Palma Outdoor, the agency facilitating close-up experiences of this captivating natural phenomenon, operates conveniently from our premises of our La Palma Princess. The company boasts multilingual guides available in Spanish and English throughout the week, while German-speaking guides are on hand every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. Pricing is tied at €35,00 for general visitors, €30,00 for Canary Islands residents, and a discounted rate of €18,00 for children. The excursion covers a route spanning approximately 3 hours, encompassing a distance of around 5 kilometers. To enhance the comfort of the journey, participants are advised to bring essentials such as water, sun protection, and warm clothing. This ensures a more enjoyable and seamless experience as you immerse yourself in the wonders of nature. To visit the volcano on your own, you have to travel through Llano del Jubal, which is a restricted area. You can only go with a guide, who will carry a gas meter. Once you pass the lunar path, covered in ash and hail, you reach a viewpoint from which you can contemplate the vastness of the new crater and the white, gray, yellow and brown colors painted by the sulfur. reach the heart of the Biosphere Reserve. Did you know that on the Marcos y Cordero route, in San Andres y Sources, you can reach the heart of the original La Palma Biosphere Reserve? This route also crosses 13 water tunnels and takes in spectacular landscapes. Before starting the route, we recommend you pack a good raincoat. It is impossible to traverse this 13.5-kilometer trail without getting wet in at least one of the tunnels. The tunnels reach the sources of Marcos y Cordero. You will be amazed by the experience. The route begins at Casa del Monte. To get there, it is best to take a taxi that will take you along a tricky dirt road to the trailhead. Once you've made it to the starting point, you will walk along a path dominated by laurel forest. These humid, ancient forests will surely surprise you with the size of their ferns and the snaking wild vines. This trail ends at the Los Tilos waterfall, possibly one of the most photographed places in La Palma. We recommend you do the same.